the Fanfic Friday, we are going to read chapter 2 of The Time They Need by Claire de Lune.
This is chapter 2 of 3, so you are in the three. Middle we are of in a the trilogy.
Oh boy, act 2, I would say, right?
Act 2. Yes.
Lots of conflicts going on between Sarah and Lincoln.
They're talking about throwing each other overboard.
Michael seems pretty beat up.
Michael has gotten his ass beat in Sona. Yes. But they do have him on the Christina Rose 2, which is fantastic. They
yes.
obtained him. Yes. Just to refresh us, Claire de Lune is our exalted writer.
Yes.
This was first published on April 22nd, 2012,
mm-hmm.
which is 12 years ago, which is hard to
wow.
believe. I only had one kid then.
Mm-hmm. I had no kids then. Oh, no, I had two kids then. What am I saying?
Two
no,
kids?
One, I mean, a two-year-old then.
This is amazing. You guys, Paul just invented a whole second kid. It is Fanfic Friday. Fanfic Friday. Okay. So here we go with chapter 2 of The Time They Need. 10 days. It's the time they need to help him get better. He's not an easy patient. At least that's what Sarah said a few times. And yet, quote, I'm used to difficult patients, Michael. This time, she gets out of the cabin, grumbling incoherently.
Frumph, frumph.
He can hear footsteps on the deck. Paul, can you do some footsteps on the deck for us? Be our Foley artist. Thank you. She's stomping up there. And a few minutes later, Link's head pops in.
I'm not going to play each... I'm not going to play negotiator each time you have an argument with your gal, Michael.
I'm not his gal.
Damn.
Sarah's voice reaches them from the stern of the boat, clear and sharp. Michael thinks this statement is not exactly true. It's even totally wrong. Sarah just doesn't like the word. By the way, real Sarah doesn't like that word either. I don't know why, but the word gal
seems pretty condescending.
You
and also gal pal is terrible.
It feels like it's from The Music Man. It's like,
well, that makes it okay.
Gal.
Like dame is less condescending than dame. Gal.
I don't know. I think it's weird.
I didn't have an argument with my girlfriend. I had an argument with my doctor.
Ooh, yeah, well, both of them are bad-tempered, and you're quite something, too.
Lincoln shoots back before he leaves the cabin. It's not that he's a difficult patient or that he's bad-tempered, even though he'll admit these explanations are not to be excluded, but he wants to get up, help, be useful, and not be told he's more useful if he stays in bed. He may have a few reservations about letting someone else take charge, but when someone opens the shower curtain to check if everything's all right because someone considers that 2 minutes is too long a time in the bathroom, it's right the moment where someone goes too far and it's really time that he gets up, helps and be useful. Someone number one points out he's his brother. Someone number two argues she's his doctor. Both of them are right, but still, this has to stop. Someone number one leads him to a seat on the deck and tells him, I guess you can hold a fishing rod. He snorts sarcastically.
Sorry.
That was good.
Just Link, thank you.
Or if you'd rather prep the fish for tonight, someone number two
suggests.
Oh, wait,
that's me. Or if you'd rather prep the fish for tonight.
Are we getting...
Someone number two. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay. Are we getting territorial about lines here?
I don't want you doing an impression of me.
Wow,
no.
Actors. No, you don't.
No, I don't. I really don't. Because you're going to do it better than I do.
I don't think I could. I don't think I don't have it. I don't have it. I have to work on it.
Well, the last time you did when you did it in Southern, which was weird.
Oh, right. Yeah. Her hands are covered with various substances he's not keen to identify. So he grabs the fishing rod Lincoln hands him. Holding the rod is not that bad, especially while sitting in the sun with a nice breeze and the soft murmur of the sea.
Okay, we are going to leave it there.
Oh, man, come on.
For now, no, our Patreon community can listen to the entire thing whenever they want to, as many times as they want to, until they have mastered their very own John Abruzzi voice. And yeah, come see us over in the Patreon community, which is available in the link in the show notes, wherever you are listening to this right now.
All right, we'll see you over there.
Thank you for listening. Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Your hosts have been friends but not besties, Sarah Wayne Callies and Paul Edelstein.
Our prison warden has been producer Ben Haber.
Keeping us slim and trim in the prison yard has been sound designer and editor Jeff Schmidt.
The manager of our jailbird band is me, Paul Edelstein, who made all our music.
Yay! Our prison artist, logo, and brand designer is John Nunziato at Little Big Brands. Check them out at www.littlebigbrands.com.
And follow us on Instagram at Prison Break Podcast. Email us at pbpodcast@caliber-studio.com. And call us at 401-3-P-BREAK.
Prison Breaking with Sarah and Paul has been a Caliber Studio production. Thank you for listening.
Bye.